All right. Hello, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. It looks foul outside. Foul. Just plain. Isn't foul a great word? Foul. It's the F word with four letters in it that you can actually say on the radio. Foul. Joining us right now, and I know Tom Puckett just had some words of wisdom from Andy Parker during his newscast in the WBEN News at 2 o'clock, but joining us is the master of weather, and that would be our own WBEN's, well, not our own, he's got his own thing going on, but Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN with the very latest. Andy, thanks so much for joining us. Things are starting to get a little bit wild and wacky, and it depends on where people are. Can you give us the big picture? Oh, Andy Parker, master of weather.
Yeah, it is right along the lakeshore. That's where the wind speeds jumped up right before lunchtime. They're racing down the hillside. They go up the hill over the southern tier, and then as they drop down. Now, if you're familiar with the thruway, you look to the left as you're going down to Erie, Pennsylvania, and it goes up the hills. They grow the grapes in there. It's that area where the wind races down the hill, picks up speed, and that goes anywhere from Lake Erie Beach in southern Erie County all the way down to Erie, Pennsylvania. It's within there. Really, Dunkirk to Westfield has had some
We seem to have hold on, Andy, we lost you when you said Lake Erie. You said Lake Erie, and then you kind of cut out.
Lake Erie. Lake Erie Beach in southern Erie County, we'll call it Sturgeon Point, down through Silver Creek, Dunkirk, Portland, Westfield, all the way down to Ripley and Erie, PA. Within that, that's the area that's seen the biggest gust. We've topped 70 miles an hour in there.
Already?
Yeah, that was at 11:30. Dunkirk received that big gust. Not that it's been constant, but that was the biggest one reported so far.
So what do people need to know throughout our Western New York listening area about the progress of this particular windstorm?
Gotcha. So the area I just described, that's going to be the hardest hit area for the longest period of time. It was forecast to begin a little earlier than everywhere else. And that's what's happened. What we're finding right now at 2 o'clock are the bigger gusts beginning to hit other areas of Western New York outside of the lakeshore community. So you're going to find that those bigger winds will work their way up to Buffalo and into the south towns. The areas of the north towns, I would say north of Grand Island, it's going to be a windy day, but you're going to avoid those big gusts from Lewiston, Niagara Falls, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ransomville, Lockport, those areas, while it will be windy, you'll avoid the biggest gusts. Areas that are going to be under the gun tonight, again, it's going to be the lakeshore community, anywhere along Lake Erie, all the way into some of the hills of the south towns. That includes the Boston Hills, inland, all the way to Wyoming County. Some of those ridgetops in there will see those bigger gusts of 60 miles an hour. The rain is coming down. We've been watching the anemometer today. It's been all about the thing that spins on the weather station, not the thermometer or the rain gauge or the snow stick. It's the anemometer today, and it is flying.
But you've seen anemometers spin and fly before. Is there anything particularly unusual about this one this time?
It's the wind direction. You've kind of got the 1-2 punch where you've got a very soft ground. Everybody with a dog who has muddy paws knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's not frozen out there. That is going to be the situation. That muddy soil is not going to do anything to help freeze in the roots. So some of the shallow root structures on the pines and the evergreens are going to be susceptible to the bigger gusts. And the wind direction, having it come from the southeast, so it's coming up out of Pennsylvania, not down out of Canada. That wind direction at this speed is, we'll call it fairly unusual. I don't want to call it rare or never, but it's an unusual direction. So what you find is that some of the thicker growth, the trees, over time, they're always hit from the southwest, so they're more prepared. They grow in a manner to withstand those gusts. From this direction, the trees are more unprepared. They can be hit and toppled more easily, especially with that muddy soil.
We're talking with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. Andy, you also have spoken about the thruway and, in particular, the light horses, the empty trucks on the state thruway, which ought not to be there. Those things are just walls seemingly waiting to be blown down.
Yeah, that's an accident waiting to happen. When you have anything over 60, 65 miles an hour, you get one of those trucks in just the right situation where that wind is blowing perpendicular to the thruway. So it's coming down the hill, sweeping across the road. That it's almost like little jets or torrents of wind. They don't last all the time. You can't see them as you're driving, but when they hit you, it can take you out. And so that's the reason that they said just get all those trucks off the road, because you can't see the gust of wind like you can see the lake effect band on the thruway. You know you're in it, and you're just kind of hoping that one of those little bullets of air doesn't hit your truck.
Andy Parker is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Give us again, in greater detail, if you could, the timeline in terms of what hits, where it hits, when it hits, for how long it hits, you know, like you did during the blizzard of 22 with great accuracy.
Well, we can do that for you today. What we're finding out there right now is that the winds are ramping up. I threw out that 70-mile-an-hour number. That is the big one. By far, it is the biggest wind gust recorded all day. Right now, out at the airport, we're seeing 47-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Not anything unusual or rare in Western New York, but that is kind of the starting point from here to the end of the afternoon. We are going to find that these numbers are going to continue to go up as we go through the afternoon. If you're going to be in the Cheektowaga area, you'll find that those wind gusts will go from the 40s to the 50s. In the last hour, the max wind gust was 40. Now, at 2 o'clock, the max wind gust was 47. We're going to see those numbers go between 50 and 60 miles an hour for, we'll call it, the Buffalo metro area, over to the airport, Lancaster, Depew. Anyone within that, we'll call it the greater metropolitan area, the midtowns. I mentioned the north towns. You're going to be 40 to 50 miles an hour if you're north of Grand Island. That's your max wind. And then as you drop into the hills of the south towns, Chestnut Ridge southward, you're going to run the risk of having those bigger winds on the hilltops of 60 miles an hour. The peak time that we're going to have, the biggest threat for the wind gust, is pretty much 3 o'clock on through around 8. That's the window where you could get hit by one of these. And then it begins ramping down. It doesn't just shut down either. This is going to be something that it goes from a dangerous wind to a strong wind. It will not go away overnight. The wind is going to be there all day tomorrow and again on Thursday. We have almost a 3-day set of windy days, but the next 5 or 6 hours is going to be the peak of those winds when they reach the damaging category.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. Andy, I know that you're a meteorologist and not an arborist, but some trees are more susceptible than other trees to being toppled by bulldozer-like winds.
Yeah, some of that is just pure wind resistance. Anything that has broader branches, and it still has, you'd call them pine needles or leaves, they're going to grab the wind and create a resistance. And they have to bear that. The force that hits the tree gets transferred down to the soil. If you know what the root system of a pine tree looks like, if you've ever seen one tipped up, it looks like a big circle with a bunch of little arms. That's how they grow. They don't grow real deep. They have a tap root a little bit, but not as much as some of the older hardwoods that can anchor themselves better. Those bigger trees, the big oaks, those are the ones that have the bigger branches up high, and those are the pieces that are more susceptible to falling off, the larger branches from up top. The pines are going to be more susceptible to being tipped over. And as I'm talking to you right now, we just lost power out here in Orchard Park for about the third time.
Have you noticed a correlation between the loss of power in Orchard Park three times and things that are going on in the immediate vicinity of where you live?
Yeah, this is happening. As I look at the outage maps, National Grid and NYSEG, you've got outages that really mirror where these larger gusts of air are occurring right now. And so that's going to be synonymous to where those branches fall. I drove past a tree today that had taken out a power line, and that was causing one of those. And it wasn't an overly large branch, but it was one that was enough that it fell just at the right spot and took down a line.
Mm. And, you know, that's one of the things that I know that we've talked before about the October surprise storm of 2006, because the September prior to the October when it hit, that month was absolutely beautiful, not only here in Western New York, but throughout the Great Lakes. It was sensational. And then we literally went from sunshine and warm temperatures for September to several feet of snow in the driveways. And not only that, but as you have pointed out, when you walked outside during the October surprise storm, the night it hit, the snow had built up on the leaves and the branches, and the trees had come down many times, taking out wires, power lines, and transformers, and causing these really eerie bluish flashes and noises every time one of them got taken out.
That is correct. It was, I would say that it was the audible, the most interesting audible storm, because of the creaking and cracking. And like you said, you had the generators running and things were popping. That storm spoke to you not only through your eyes, but your ears as well.
You know what? That's a very interesting way to phrase that. Hey, if you have any questions for meteorologist Andy Parker that you'd like to get in the time that we have Andy available to us as a guest, he is the expert. As much as I would like to be able to say I am, I am not a meteorologist or an expert in such matters. The phone number is 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you able, without violating any meteorological confidences, are you able to tell us if you've been in contact with any of the utility companies or any of the school districts regarding their course of action, given the chances for power outages and downed trees here as we move ahead?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to. I do have some contacts at the power companies. This was a well-forecast storm. It was pretty straightforward, so we did not speak on this one. I think they're well in hand. A couple of school districts I did speak to, the thought was no one was going to cancel school today because of the start time on the winds, but after-school activities are beginning to be the ones that get cut today. So it's after the kids get off the bus, there's not going to be anything else for them today, because that's going to be the teeth of the biggest winds. And I think once it gets dark, then it just exacerbates the situation. You know, big winds in the dark, potential for power outages. And I think that's the smart move, is to maybe cancel some of those activities where the kids could be outside or having to walk home in that.
Well, not only does it exacerbate it, it makes it worse. Andy Parker is here, meteorologist at News Radio 930 WBEN. The drive home, obviously we have people listening and they're looking at the clock and it's 2:23, and I'm sure we have people who are concerned about getting home and, oh my goodness, it's going to be dark, there's going to be lights out, and if you're not familiar with a given neighborhood, you don't know where the lights are. If you do know a neighborhood, you know where the lights are usually going to be, red, green, yellow, whatever, purple in some neighborhoods, I guess, but you know where the lights are, but when you don't know where you are and it's pitch black out, you really are flying blind.
Yeah, a lot of times it's uncomfortable, unnerving when street lights go out and then you're trying to navigate down the road and you're not able to see. At least this time around, the snow is not being blown around. If we had snow involved in this situation, that would be, I think you would have seen a lot more cancellations, but rain doesn't scare people quite as much as the combination of snow and wind to this degree.
I'm going to use the S word. Is this the kind of storm that is likely to result in a sesh in Western New York?
It's funny you ask. I just received a picture from one of my friends on the Canadian side of Lake Erie. They're surfing this weather right now. And the big waves are coming again from the Lake Erie shoreline on the U.S. side, being pushed to the other side. So there's a decrease in water level on the American side and an increase in water level with some big waves. It's not as big of a deal as when we get that wind that comes from Toledo and Cleveland up to Buffalo, because it has a much larger section of lake to push. Here it's more of a narrow section from west to east. But this side, it's this time around, it's the Canadian shoreline that's receiving the elevated waters and the bigger waves.
Andy, I was so hoping you were going to use the words soup bowl, which everybody uses every time you try to describe a sesh to somebody.
Yeah.
You kind of let me down. Not going to lie.
It's a good term. It's a good way. But, you know, sometimes you got to try something different.
As a meteorologist, and obviously we certainly hope that no damage is done or the damage is very limited, and obviously that human lives are not lost in this situation, but how exciting is this to you from a scientific point of view?
Watching this come together, I think what it does is it affirms how well wind events are being handled by the technology that's in place today. Knowing that this was coming again multiple days in advance at the level that it was, and then having the timing down, that was the element of the blizzard that we could absolutely lock down, was that arrival of the wind. And I think that watching that and verifying that, hey, here's what the forecast is, here's what we're saying, and having it work out to a T is reassuring for future events that we can really have high confidence when we talk about the wind portion of the events.
Andy Parker, meteorologist on News Radio 930 WBEN. I know that it's only Tuesday, but as you look into your meteorological crystal ball, the football game.
One. I'm going to tell you what I know right now. It is going to be in the 20s. Wind chills are going to be in the single digits. There's going to be some snow on the ground from what we get Saturday going into Sunday. Then the lake effect machine kicks in, and it appears that right now the hardest hit area, based on the very early wind projections, are going to be areas just south of the stadium. But the folks out at One Bills Drive are very well in tune with this forecast. They are concerned about it for obvious reasons, and that's a group who I spoke with early this morning. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told them, is that the highest resolution model data, we'll get those numbers Wednesday night and Thursday morning. And that will give us a better opportunity to see the little nuances of the wind direction throughout the day on Sunday. The general direction is westerly, but if it changes by a few degrees, that can start to move that band of lake effect snow north and south. And so as we get a little closer to the event, that part of it will come in, but it will be the coldest game of the season by far this year.
Well, I will just say this kind of weather makes me want to try to land a Cessna 172 or a Cherokee in a crosswind on a day exactly like today. That's sarcasm at its worst. Andy, anything else we should know about the weather that I did not specifically inquire?
Anybody with travel plans that are waiting for folks to come into the airport today, you're going to end up with potential for delays on that. Cancellations, maybe not because of the weather in Buffalo, but this is actually a weather system that it goes all the way down to Florida. They're getting 60 to 70 mile an hour winds in the Tampa area down there. They actually did close school in the Tampa area because of wind today. That was kind of an unusual situation. I have relatives down there that told me that that was the case. So this is going to disrupt air travel for a lot of hubs in and around the Great Lakes and Northeast throughout the night tonight.
Very unfortunate. And people can stay in touch with you and your forecasts at all hours of the day if they text a very simple phone number to you, Andy Parker.
Yeah, it's 716-503-ANDY. That's 716-503-2639. You do that, just text me the word weather if you don't know what to say, and we'll shoot you the forecast back. And if you have a question, just go ahead and text it. Say, hey, my mom's getting in 8 o'clock tonight on a plane. What do you think from here? And we'll get you an answer. It's like putting a meteorologist on speed dial. And put it in your phone. You can use it whenever you want.
All right, Andy, our conversations are becoming far too frequent. I thank you kindly for the phone call and keeping us up to date.
Okay.
Andy Parker, meteorologist on News Radio 930 WBEN. News is coming up in a minute.